Welcome back to the Thought Media Podcast. Today's episode is a major one. China has officially launched Hanyuan No. 1, the world's first commercially available atomic quantum computer. And we're going deep on what this means for the future of quantum technology.
This is the first time a neutral atom quantum system has moved beyond labs and research centers and into commercial availability. It's a huge milestone, signaling that quantum computing is entering its industrial phase.
So let's start with the basics. What exactly is quantum computing? Unlike classical computers that use bit zeros and ones, quantum computers use qubits. These qubits can be zero, one, or both at the same time due to quantum superposition.
And because qubits can become entangled, changing one instantly affects another. This allows quantum computers to solve certain classes of problems exponentially faster than classical machines' problems that would take traditional supercomputers thousands of years.
China's Hanyuan No. 1 uses neutral atoms as qubits, trapping single atoms with lasers and arranging them in precise lattice formations. This allows for highly stable qubits that can scale more easily than superconducting systems.
The big breakthrough, it operates at room temperature, no massive cryogenic refrigerators, no extreme cooling infrastructure. That means lower cost, easier deployment, and dramatically increased commercial accessibility.
And because it's built entirely from Chinese components, it signals a massive step in China's push for technological independence, especially in quantum hardware, which traditionally relies on Western supply chains.
So, what can atomic quantum computers actually do? Today's applications already include materials, science simulation, advanced financial modeling, combinatorial optimization for logistics, and next-generation cryptography analysis.
But we need to talk about the long-term implications, what quantum computing could mean for the world over the next 5, 10, and 15 years.
Let's start with the 5-year horizon. In 5 years, quantum computers will likely outperform classical computers in very narrow but economically significant problem sets. Think drug discovery, risk modeling, traffic optimization, and chemical simulation.
By 10 years, quantum-enhanced AI systems could be mainstream. Classical neural networks will be combined with quantum accelerators, enabling far faster training and pattern analysis. Industries like pharmaceuticals, aerospace, and energy will feel the earliest impact.
In 15 years, we could see quantum secure encryption widely adopted or quantum attacks capable of breaking modern encryption systems. This is why governments are racing to build quantum-resistant cybersecurity.
Another long-term consequence is global power dynamics. Whoever leads in quantum computing may lead in national security, economic modeling, advanced manufacturing, and scientific discovery.
And China releasing a commercial neutral atom quantum computer early gives them a strong head start. It shows not only scientific progress, but manufacturing capability, the ability to build and ship quantum hardware.
Neutral atom systems also scale better than many other quantum architectures. Each atom acts as a perfect qubit, and thousands can theoretically be manipulated simultaneously using laser arrays.
This means China's approach may scale faster than superconducting quantum systems used by companies like IBM and Google. Instead of extremely cold systems with complex error correction, neutral atom architectures offer room temperature stability and easier modular expansion.
So let's talk about industry impact. In finance, quantum computers could perform portfolio optimization, fraud detection, and derivative analysis at speeds classical systems can't match.
In logistics, quantum systems can optimize global shipping routes, airline scheduling, warehouse automation, and supply chain problems that today require enormous computing power.
In medicine, quantum simulation could discover new molecules, proteins, and materials in hours instead of years. The pharmaceutical industry could be transformed.
And in cybersecurity, quantum computing is a double-edged sword. It offers new quantum secure encryption, but also threatens today's encryption standards. This is why countries and corporations are racing to prepare now.
China's commercial release marks a shift from theory to reality. This is the moment quantum computing becomes a product, not a prototype.
And the global stakes couldn't be higher. The next 15 years of quantum progress will shape competitive advantage across nations, industries, and scientific domains.
If you enjoyed this extended episode, leave us a rating and follow on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, or your favorite podcast listening platform.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on the Thought Media Podcast.
Bye, everyone!